This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, to our Salem Media Group sister stations and leading independent stations at or near our military bases all across the United States. We are a nationally syndicated show heard on the GCN Live radio network via the Westwood One XDS satellite. And we're also heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, too, and our 911 dispatchers. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. To all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, to those that work in security, to the construction workers that are working those projects at night, as well as to our truck stop waitresses. Forget about the convenience store clerks, too, that keep America moving at night. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. By the way, is it snowing up here in Michigan?
Not at all. Nope.
It's snowing to the west. I guarantee it's coming off the lake.
Oh, yeah.
Might be coming your way because there's a bunch of snow headed east right now again.
Yeah, we're supposed to have about 8 inches in our area by Monday.
Yay. All right, well, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance and we won't worry about the snow. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, one word, Venezuela.
Out of business as a nation.
You think so? Okay.
The only problem I have is, and it's kind of a big problem for the United States of America, is that China and Russia are moving in, and also Iran, which in my opinion is more dangerous than even China and Russia because of their mentality.
Yep.
That's a huge problem I have, with the nuclear-capable jets and other activities. China likes to build things real quick. And
well, Russia is building a military base there.
Yeah, what we need to do is get an agreement with a surrounding nation, one of the neighbor nations, and build a military base down there ourselves to keep things in check.
Mm-hmm. Now, keeping in mind that we do have a lot of things going on in a world in which we live, having another Cuba, if you will, in our hemisphere, which is what Venezuela could rapidly become.
Yep.
And, oh, by the way, after the tweet yesterday, now let me get it here. After the tweet yesterday from Vice President Pence, I'm going to read this exactly the way it says this. Today, at POTUS announced the U.S. officially recognizes Juan Guaido as the interim president of Venezuela. At J. Guaido and the people of Venezuela, America stands with you, and we will continue to stand with you until libertad is restored. Now, that was Vice President Pence tweeting on behalf of the president. So, we don't recognize Maduro, and we told Maduro that we aren't going to send our diplomats out of there because we don't recognize him as the lawful leader of the country.
I agree with that action, and I just hope that they're adequately protected from the goons down there, and that so that you know how they try to capture people.
I remember Iran.
Yeah. So I agree, and I think we should, and I still believe that we should build a base down there, maybe in Brazil or some other friendly nation.
Brazil wants us to build a base.
Well, we should do it. Now's the time. We cannot wait on this one.
Okay. Now, let me drift over now to Nancy Pelosi and set up which will be our next segment. Nancy Pelosi came out and said, uninvited the president, by the way, to do the State of the Union, which she is entitled to do. She is the boss of applesauce when it comes to the House of Representatives. Like it or not, she didn't do anything that was not right. She said that he's officially, President Trump, that is, not welcome to deliver the State of the Union address in the House of Representatives. And somebody said, well, all he's got to do is call for a joint session of Congress. No, 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 no. They have to pass a resolution first.
That's true, but I think that he should go and give a speech at a huge rally somewhere. It doesn't have to be called the State of the Union, but he can still talk about the condition of our union and situations as he normally does at rallies. And I think he should do something like that, which does not go against Nancy, but it goes out and still keeps him connected to the American people.
And believe it or not, there are some people that are saying the rally wouldn't be a good idea. If you're going to do anything, do it from the Oval Office.
No, because you need a situation where there's a crowd and there's some energy. I saw his last performance in the Oval Office, and boy, it was not very stellar.
Well, he's reading off a teleprompter, I think, too.
Yeah, so did Reagan, but I mean, it was quite a difference.
Yeah, well, that's true, the way you deliver things and whatnot. All right, well, we'll see what happens because it's another one of those situations where I think the rally would be a great idea. As a matter of fact, I'd love to see him come down here to Florida again and put 25 or 30,000 people back down there in the Florida State Fairgrounds in Tampa.
Yeah, yeah, I think he should do something like that. But to just say, I'm not doing anything because, you know, the wicked witch of the House wants to do this or not.
I know, but for the people that are saying that, well, how can she do that? Well, she can.
She can, yeah.
Yep.
But the reasons why, she's shaking in her boots when it comes to what she knows he would probably say during a State of the Union address. And he should say those things at a big rally somewhere else.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we're going to get into a lot more discussions here. By the way, Mike Pompeo, is he going to run for the Senate in the state of Kansas? We'll get into that. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for that. This portion of the program brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group. And the Moss Family Automotive Group is also the Moss Nissan dealerships and the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership, now at 16414 Northdale Mabry here in Tampa. Plus, don't forget the Moss Wholesale to the Public, which is up in Homosassa Springs, where you can buy just about anything besides a certified pre-owned. You might wind up with just about anything you can think of up there. Motorhome, camper, boat, motorcycle, whatever. Check them out. US 19. All righty. Back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And I guess we took a lightning strike or something because I was listening to you and I heard and you were gone.
Yeah, I thought, boy, I got the old hang up.
No. Well, no, I don't hang up on you. I just go, good night, see you. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, you know, going back to what we were talking about, and I did tease this, is Mike Pompeo going to run for senator in Kansas?
I doubt it, seriously. He's doing such a great job at his present position, and Trump needs him right there. He's well respected by world leaders. He's a very likable guy, though he's very strong at the same time. And he's somebody that's very positive, that's in Trump's corner, that Trump needs really bad right now.
All right. I got a question here from one of our listeners. I believe it's John. And John is saying, why doesn't Trump just speak to the Senate? I'm sure there'll be cameras there. And, of course, that's not the same thing as doing the tradition, if you will, of the State of the Union speech, which is before a joint session of Congress?
That would be even more difficult, I believe, because I think you need a resolution, and it would be filibustered and all of that, and you need 60 votes, and I don't think that he would get the full 60 votes to do it. So it would just be another spinning the wheels situation.
By the way, I just heard from Uncle Rick down in Bradenton, and he's saying we were talking about the military in South America, and I specifically mentioned that we were doing things in the area. I didn't say where, but Uncle Rick is pointing out that bases in northern South America, he said, we have major activity now in Colombia. I know that, but I'm not going to discuss anything that I know. I'm just not going to do it. And Guyana, which is also next to Venezuela, which would be a wonderful ally. And, yeah, that kind of stuff is going on.
Okay, good. That's and we need to. We need to be right there. Especially with the activity between the Russians and the Chinese, because they want to put some big footprints in that neck of the woods.
Now, what do you say about the Washington Post, who has an article out there talking about the shutdown lasting until April? What do you say about that?
Well, it is a possibility because a nasty Pelosi would rather...
She wants to destroy the economy, make no mistake about it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. She wants to destroy a bit more than the economy.
The economy, you destroy Trump.
Yeah, well, more than Trump. She doesn't care about this nation, and it's obvious. There's an ideological struggle here. And what these people want, the leftists like the Nasty Pelosi and many others, do not want a United States that you and I want. They don't care about our constitutionally limited form of government anymore.
They want to change the Constitution, remember? Ocasio-Cortez wants to legislate the Constitution. And she doesn't realize that there's a certain way you have to do it, and legislating the Constitution is not what you do.
I know. Oh, man. But these people do not care about what the Founding Fathers gave us, the blessing that they gave us. They want to destroy that and bring something else. In fact, many of them believe that a European-style socialist government is more appropriate in their mindset, something like Denmark. By the way, Denmark is even turning away from socialism. So,
the Scandinavian model that they keep talking about, the Democrats, is based on about 6 to 10 million. It has no comparison to a country of 300 million. None.
Couldn't happen here. It would collapse us, and that's what they don't care about. That if they cared about building up the United States, especially the Democrats, they would not continue their ways that they have. Look at what they do to cities where they dominate. It's destruction, and things go way downhill. And whatever they did to the black community and these urban communities, it's the same thing they want to do to America, bring her down.
Now, they are eroding the president's support little by little away from him. I've got some numbers here to prove it. There was a Fox News poll done in several different categories. First of all, the condition of the economy. Back in December of 2018, 47% of the country said the economy was excellent or good. A difference was 4%, 47 to 51 that said it was only fair or poor. Now it's dropped 6 points to a difference of 15%, 41 to 56. People say it's worse off than what it was before, and I think I can understand that. That's the shutdown thing.
Yeah, but it's I guess they're not intelligent enough to understand that we're still going on. The jobs are still there being created. And the other good aspects of the economy should not be tied directly to a big fat.
Well, there's some states where it's slowing down, but they're blue states.
Okay, well,
yep.
Blue.
Mm-hmm. And nobody's pointing that out.
Yeah, well, you just did. And usually a blue environment politically does slow things down. I mean, that's what happens.
And then the thing that kind of got me was the direction of the country.
Yeah.
Are you satisfied with the direction of the country? Well, back in September 2018, 43% were. Back in April of 2017, 45% were. And now it's down to 38% that say yes and 61% say no. What the heck? That's a big dramatic change.
Well, you have these newer generations coming forth who are in favor of a different way, just like Nancy. They want a more socialistic way. Socialism has been glamorized in government schools all the way from kindergarten to your PhD level. And so they're creating these political dolts by the millions every single year. And so I am not surprised that with this government struggle right now, that the socialist-oriented Americans are favoring that type of situation. I'm not surprised at all.
Now, the president's job performance is still kind of holding up because it went from 38 in October the 17th, which was a low, to 46 in December of 18. Now it's down to 43, but it's still just hanging right around there. I mean, it's not changing all that much.
No, it's not. He's doing a pretty good job, in my opinion, and has been considering. When you consider what this guy has to put up with every single day, if you wanted to be totally fair about it, he should have a much higher rating because not only is he governing, but he's putting up with a total, you know, just a never-ending onslaught of hatred, lies by the big media, and it just never stops. And so he's holding up very well, and I think considering the circumstances, he's doing a very good job.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with that, but again, it's kind of hard when everybody just buries you, you know. And by the way, the Covington boys, there was a fake story that was a big-time fake story that came out about a gay student at Covington. And it wasn't this gay student from Covington. He was from a different high school altogether. And NBC turned around and wrote a fake news story yesterday about a gay Covington student. Now, somebody needs to call them on the carpet for that.
Well, see, that's representative of what I'm talking about, the media in this country. It's the same thing they do to the president. Lie all the time because they have an agenda. And the agenda is not getting out the news like it used to be. And getting out the truth, it's getting out stories that they think that the gullible Americans will buy, and this time they got caught.
Do you know who Brent Brozell is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Great guy.
Yeah, he said the Covington kids' coverage is a public hit job designed to entertain the Trump-hating liberal America. That's what he said.
Love it. Love it.
And by the way, the man who beat the drum in the teen's face?
Oh, what a piece of work.
Yeah, well, Vietnam-era veteran, okay, fine. But if you go in as a private Buck Private E-1, and 4 years later you come out as a Private E-1 in the Marine Corps Reserve, you've done something really wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sitting across the table from a Marine.
Yeah, well.
You don't go in an E-1 and come out at E-1 after 4 years. It just doesn't work that way if you're doing anything good.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
All right, well, here comes the music, so we got to take a break, and I got to let you go, and we will talk to you, Tuesday, because you're going to Texas.
Yeah, I got a speaking engagement.
Bring the oil with you.
All right, take care.
Later. Okay, Ron Edwards, and he's doing something down there, speaking at some churches, I believe. All right, well, coming right back, Bo Browning will be here from the National Aviation Academy. We got a lot of stuff to talk about there. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi has again said no to President Trump, telling him he cannot come to the House chamber to deliver the State of the Union address while the government remains shut down. The official word came in a letter. Pelosi says she won't call a joint session of Congress to hear from President Trump while the shutdown continues to drag on. Pelosi spoke to the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
The shutdown must end, and it must end now.
President Trump accused Pelosi of not wanting to hear the truth.
She's afraid of the truth, and the super-left Democrats, the radical Democrats, what's going on in that party is shocking.
The president tweeted he will postpone the address. Votes are expected on Thursday in the Senate on border security and funding parts of the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, and we are going to be talking with Bo Browning right now from the National Aviation Academy. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
A little wet outside, huh?
Yeah, we got some weather coming in.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, you folks out there in the highways and byways, be careful. We got some windy conditions, got some driving rain, lightning in the area, severe thunderstorm warnings are up for about another 30 minutes or so in the listening areas where I'm at right here in the Tampa Bay area. So be careful out there and allow yourself a little extra time. You might need it. All right. Well, we got some questions for you, Bo, to start right off again. This one is from Robert. Robert is in South Carolina. He says, Captain, I'm kind of in the middle of things. I could go to school in Massachusetts because I like the fact that Massachusetts has a lot to offer in terms of history and whatnot. Or I could go to school in Florida where I know the weather is much better. So in Bo's humble opinion, which campus would I learn the most at, and why would it be beneficial to me? Now, that's from Robert.
Well, quite honestly, the two programs are 14-month, 2,000-hour airframe and power plant aviation maintenance technician program. They are identical as far as subject matter that we teach. The only difference is in Massachusetts, we teach general airframe power plant. And then down here in Clearwater, Florida, we teach general power plant airframe. But as far as the subject matter, it's the same. Down here in Florida, we teach the Advanced Aircraft Systems Program. So you can get that extra 7 months, 1,000 hours of systems, navigation, electronics, things like that, on the commercial airliners that you would possibly working on. So really it comes down to really what your ultimate goal is. Do you want to come in the program and just get the 14-month and get your airframe power plant certification? Or do you want to go all the way through, let's say, the 21-month aviation maintenance professional program and pick up your AMP along with the other five industry-recognized credentials? And then, you know, weather, of course, plays a part in it. There's a reason why I always stay in the southeast United States. I'm not a fan of the cold, personally.
Okay, and now I got a question from TJ up in Denver. He's listening to us on 710 KNUS in Denver, Colorado, our Salem sister station up there. And TJ wants to know, he says, I am a post 9/11 veteran, and I was an aviation maintenance mechanic. I worked on helicopters, I worked on fixed wing aircraft, but I did not work on jets. I never was certified in anything other than the military, and I've been out 10 years. What do I have to do to get recertified?
Well, my experience in the Marine Corps, I was primarily a helicopter guy by trade. I did
and by structures. Certified, I think he's talking about FAA.
Well,
because he had to be certified in the military to be a mechanic.
Well, you go to the military's schools, right? Mm-hmm. What I would do if I was in your shoes, I would get my DD-214 and any of my training records that I have. And I would go to the local flight standards district office or by the FAA, wherever you're at.
In Denver.
And see about seeking credible experience for an 8610-2 sign-off. That right there will tell you exactly what kind of training you had in the military and if you can get some credible experience sign-off, because you may be able to get general and airframe or general and power plant, and you can go take that test, and then you can come and see NAA and get the other portion of whichever license that you don't have. It would reduce the cost for you. Being out 10 plus years, you may or may not have GI Bill benefits still intact. Again, you know, contact the VA and check on that also. See exactly, what you have available to you. Or, as always, you can just call NAA. And somebody will talk to you, admissions representative, and we'll point you in the right direction. We'll get you with financial aid, and we'll point all these things out to you.
Now, what was that piece of paper you said? What was that called?
People that have industry experience.
Or it was an 86-something?
Yeah, 8610-2.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have industry experience working on aircraft, or you come out of the military, you possibly can seek what is called credible experience. And get, if you have a minimum of 18 months for one certificate, airframe or power plant, or minimum of 30 months experience for both airframe and power plant, you can seek a sign-off through the FAA, which allows you to go and take your test.
Now, I've got a question here from Tom. He's got a son that's in high school studying to be an auto mechanic. He's in a vocational school learning how to become an auto mechanic. But the more he hears about National Aviation, he's actually gone over, looked at the website. He says, my son has also looked at it with me, and now my son is interested. We're in California. We're thinking about taking a vacation, probably in June or July. Is National Aviation Academy open at that time of the year?
Absolutely.
Because they're thinking you're in school, he goes on vacation. Yeah.
Not National Aviation Academy is open year-round. We only close for roughly 3 weeks a year, and that's down here at our Florida campus. That is Christmas, over Christmas break. We have a week off at spring break for the students, and we have a week off for summer break for the students. But the staff were there, 2,080 hours a year. It's a full-time job. We never shut down. So there will be somebody there to see you. Just call ahead of time, because if it is like the 4th of July or something, we're not there on that day. That is an actual day off for us.
Do you have an open house coming up down here in Clearwater?
We just had one back in November. We just had an info session last week here, but we do have some more events coming up here in the near future. You know, I don't have the exact dates on me.
How about up in Concord, Massachusetts?
Yes, you know, same thing. We're bringing up different events, and especially down here in Florida, that this is 50 years in operation at the Florida location for us. So we're going to be doing several things all year long.
Now, I've got a Marine chiming in here, a Lady Marine, Amelie, and let's see what she's saying. Yeah, where are you here, Amelie? She's saying that her son, she's retired. Her son is in a go-nowhere job, and he's working around aircraft, but he's just working as, like, a gopher, and is apparently right here in Sarasota, in our local listening area. She says, what time are the classes? Are they day or night, or are they both, or what's the difference?
Sure. Here at our Clearwater campus, we run day shift classes from 7:30 to 3 in the afternoon, and then we run them from 4:30 in the afternoon to 11:40 at night. We do have a lot of students that are working, let's say, fueling at small FBOs. They're doing baggage handling, you know, different things like that on different airports. It is a way in to a company, and a lot of people use it that way as they build the credentials and they get their airframe power plant certification. You know, they transition over with those companies a lot of time into mechanics positions.
Now, here's a question from Lawrence. I think we got enough time to get this in there. He says, I'm from Georgia. I'd love to come down there. What are the facilities like? Do I have a place where I can, do you have a dorm? Do I have a facility, or do I have to live, what's the deal there with your living accommodations?
Sure. Our National Aviation Academy does not have dorms. We have a student services offices that will be in contact with you. We work with several apartment complexes and private owners that rent to our students. So our student services department, Nicole and Janice, will hook you up with that information and get it passed out to you. You contact those facilities and you work out all the details between the student and the renter, the landlord, the apartment complex.
By the way, here in the Tampa Bay area, we've got severe thunderstorm warnings right now. There's a storm right now situated very close to MacDill Air Force Base. It's moving at 55 miles per hour, hence the wind we've been getting. And Bo was out there when he ran in the door. You dry yet?
I'm drying off a little bit. It's a little wet and windy, that's for sure.
All right. Well, I tried to tell you we were going to get what we were going to get before you left the house there. But anyway, we are going to be taking a break. And when we come back, we'll entertain any of your calls. And I'll give the number out there, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. Because a lot of people have questions, and the National Aviation Academy is in the house, and we're here to answer those questions for you. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more. Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And don't forget to check them out online, naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Kathy, take us away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. The final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. They're located at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for that big old Uncle Sam, that red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with a big red, white, and blue American flag there, too. All their blinds, their shutters, their shades are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and they also do business across the country. Check them out online. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase of 10% at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, I'm joined by Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, if people have a question, I'm getting a lot of questions off the internet right now. Just got another one from Al in Nebraska, because he's got a boy, Bo, that's interested in coming to school there. And he would be a civilian and wouldn't be going through the veterans thing, and I'll get to that in a second. But if you want to call and ask a question that way, you can do it by calling 877-969-8600. And we are talking about a career as an aviation maintenance tech, which is a very lucrative career. Bo, again, when we first started out, you and I were talking about 40,000, 50,000. Now we're talking about 50, 60, 70, $80,000 in the United States, first year out of a school.
That is a very good possibility, depending on the companies that you hire on with, depending on how hard you're willing to work, because there is plenty of overtime in this business. So you can definitely make some money if you're willing to work hard.
Now, Al in Nebraska, who has a boy who's interested, he wants to know, how does your credit rating need to be in order to get loan assistance for the academy? Well, I don't really know how to answer that. I know if you got a bankruptcy, you might have a little problem. But I will tell you this. I think that, you know, just whatever an average credit score is, I don't even know what that is anymore. Do you?
I really don't have a good answer for that. I would say contact our financial aid department and ask that question. You know, obviously we're talking about federal student aid here and maybe, you know, like a Sallie Mae loan or something like that to go on top of it.
And that's a little bit looser than just going to a bank and wanting to borrow money.
Possibly there. Again, you know, contact our financial aid department and ask them that question. They'll definitely have a better answer for you than I could possibly give.
Yeah, and he says the more that we talk about the academy, the more that he wants to come down here. He's in high school. I believe he's graduating next year.
Sure.
So that's what you'd be talking about there. And again, for the civilians that are out there, there is financial aid available, correct?
There is financial assistance available. You know, National Aviation Academy accepts all Title IV type funds, you know, grants, scholarships, things like that.
Now, the other question was, we talked about veterans that have been in, say, the Air Force, or they've been in the Air Wing of the Navy or the Army or the Marines, and they've been out for half a dozen years, 8, 10 years, something like that, maybe even a dozen years. But they were certified in the service to do the work they did with the aircraft. And now suddenly we start talking about this, and they go, well, wait a minute. I used to do that. How could I possibly, you know, what would I have to do? And then you mentioned the paperwork and the process they could go through. So let's go through that again to help these guys out.
You know, I'll give you an example. That this is my own personal experience. When I separated from the Marine Corps, I worked on CH-53, CH-46s, Huey's Cobras, F-18s, the whole nine yards. You know, I was a structures person by trade, you know, a sheet metal mechanic, what we called them back then. When I separated out of the Marine Corps, transition assistance, right, TAPS program, did not really give you a lot of information on how to transition into the civilian world and where your military training, you could go seek certifications for a lot of your military training. I would imagine it's probably still the same way now. And then again, sometimes we don't listen during the TAPS briefings either. We're just interested in getting out. So if you're an aircraft maintainer, you know, one of the first things you can do is you can go on the FAA website. You can, on the FAA website, you can search military occupational specialty. That will bring you up a list of MOSs. Look at your branch of service by MOS. You know, to the right-hand side, it'll tell you if you have possibly credible experience by just your MOS code for airframe and or power plant. You know, and if it does say that, take all your information, your DD-214, any training jacket, OJT sheets, take them to the local FISDO in the FAA, the Flight Standards District Office, and tell them that you want to seek credible experience or experience and get an 8610-2 sign-off. You know, if the FAA reviews your records and they're satisfied with your experience and knowledge, you know, they can give you an 8610-2 sign-off, which will allow you to go take your written FAA exams and your oral and practical exams. But again, this is all based off actual experience. The military school you went to, plus the number of years you performed that function, you know, and what that function entailed and how satisfied the FAA inspector is with the knowledge and skill set that you have, you know, when you go through an interview process. So it's an option. It's something that a lot of us aren't really familiar with because we really just don't get told certain things.
I haven't heard about anybody in the military that's contacted me that's been told you could do this, this, and this. I mean, it's like they don't talk about it. I don't know why.
And you know, if you're on active duty, and you're thinking about transitioning, you know, go to the education department, go to the career services, but look into a program that could possibly be available to you to get certificated while you're still on active duty. There is a program out there. Look into it, because a lot of time it's easier to get this done while you're still on active duty. You know, but if you go to the FAA website, you know, just search military occupational specialty, you're going to come up with basically a big long a booklet that's going to that'll walk you through this entire process.
Now, I got another question for you here, because again, when you keep asking, or when people ask questions, now I got one too. How about your local VA officer at the county seat?
Possibly.
Would they be able to help Veterans Affairs officer?
You know, possibly. You know, the Veterans Administration does a lot of things for us veterans, and one of them having the answers to some of these questions, because realistically some of these questions are a little obscure, and unless you have in-depth knowledge on the education piece and specifically certain segments of education, you may or may not know these answers. So, you know, a lot of times we become frustrated with the VA because we don't get the responses that we like a lot of times, and sometimes it is absolutely warranted, and other times we have to understand that, you know, maybe some of those people we're talking to, you know, they just simply don't know the answer either. They were never trained on what that answer was.
Okay, and if you have a question for Bo, 877-969-8600, because no question is a dumb question, 877-969-8600. Now, I think I got another one here. Let's see what this is. Yep, I do. Okay, and let's see what this is. Oh, it figures. All right. But anyway, Bo, tell us about the campus down here in Clearwater real quick while I look this question up.
Yeah, down here in Clearwater, we have two shifts. We run a day shift from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and a night shift from 4:30 p.m. to 11:40 p.m. Monday through Friday. We operate a 2,000-hour aviation maintenance technician program, a 3,000-hour aviation maintenance professional program, and a 1,000-hour advanced aircraft systems program.
Okay, now very quick, this is from Dan. Dan is in Syracuse, New York. He's saying, Captain, I got a relative that lives down there. It's one of my nephews. And give him, where is it located in Clearwater? What's the address? Because apparently he's down here in St. Pete.
We're right at the corner of U.S. 19 and Almerton Road. It's 6225 Almerton Road, and the zip code's actually Clearwater, 33760. So right at the corner, U.S. 19 and Almerton Road.
North side of the highway, if you get off the ramp there, or if you come across Almerton there, just before the entrance ramp, turn right into the big red and white building. Okay, well, that's it for us today. That's it for Bo, and I hope we answered a bunch of questions. Bo, we were busy today.
Absolutely. It was a good day.
Yeah, and that's what we try to do here in the Captain's America Third Watch, is help you out, because National Aviation Academy, check them out, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Okay, I got to get out of the way here so the next show can come flying in the door. And I'll tell you what, I'll see you all tonight on the radio. Have a great day. God bless America. Try to stay dry. It's one of those days. See you later.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.